is our first ever prophet's table. But you notice I said first, which means it has to be second, third, fourth, fifth, and go on. And I'm excited about being here. I'll tell you a little bit about why we're here and how we got here after I introduce the prophets. These are my prophets. They have been with me for like a long time. And so you'll get to hear what it is like to be trained as a prophet for well over a decade, which is much what most of the Bible prophets were, and what it means to bring the Bible into the 21st century through the prophet's mantle. I'm excited about that. I will start my introduction with first Chief Prophet Tala Price. She is the chief prophet of our prophetic company, not just the prophetic company of our church, but also the prophetic company of our organization, New Era Apostleship Restitution. I'm excited about that. We have over here Assistant Chief Prophet Angela Powers, and she's a relocate from Iowa. You know, when she said she was coming, I kept saying, do they have black people in Iowa? She said, lots of us. I said, oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that there was really an Iowa for us. And she's going to talk a little bit, give you a little, each one of them will give you about a 30-second blurb about themselves, but it is powerful to know what God is doing and how he's doing it. And then we have host of the Prophet Circle, and you'll tell a little bit about that, Prophet Tamira Alexander. I'm thrilled to have her. And then we have our scientific prophet. I know you didn't know there is some, but we have our scientific prophet, Marie Solberg, who's an epidemiologist as well as a prophet. And then we have our soldier guy who just retired from the military, Prophet C.T. Johnson. And he has his own show that he'll tell you about a little later. What I want to do now is to give each one of them a couple of minutes to tell you about who they are, what type of prophet they are, and their journey. Now, they only have a little bit of time, so I know you don't want them to preach, right? Okay, so we're not going to let you preach. We're going to start with you, Chief.
Okay. All right. I'm Chief Prophet Tala Price, and Dr. Price did such a great job in introducing who we are and what our relationship here is to the organization. And I have been doing this for 25 years now. It's hard to believe. Well, really almost 17 in the position, went from interim chief prophet to we just stayed. It was kind of like spaghetti on that wall, just stay, you know, in that position. And so we've been a part of the development of the our branch of prophetic ministry and service over the years, building out what has now become Price University. And of course, the things that have gone with that, the various branches and PPM Global Resources. And now we have the Paula Price Success Center about to launch. So all of those powerful things are coming our way. And it really gave me an opportunity to see what a prophet does more than prophesy. I'm an apostolic prophet by nature, which is very different than, you know, what has been introduced as traditional prophetics. Apostolic prophets have an unusual, you know, mantle. Mantle composition, really, when it comes to dealing with the prophetic, because they tend to deal with the prophetic apostolically. So they're very, you know, they have a lot of the traits and attributes of an apostle. They carry a lot of those things that make it good for companionship when it comes to working in an apostle's work. In fact, one of the things that we've always thought was unique that's in Dr. Price's standardized ministry assessment, just in case you're interested in finding out your prophet type. All right. And that's ppmglobalassessments.com. All right. So just in case you want to do that, what's unique about apostolic prophets is that they have to work with an apostle. Yep. An apostle draws out the efficacy of their mantleship and gives them a purpose and focus for what their prophetics are in the earth to do, because they don't tend to, you know, they don't want to just, you know, see things prophesied. They want to see things manifested and built and sustained and preserved. So that's what I enjoy about being an apostolic prophet and working here for the last, all 25 years, and when we count the years before, praise the Lord. But that's what I enjoyed about working here, because you get a chance to find your prophetic identity, not just get trained in all of that, but really find your prophetic identity and what God has called you to do and how that fits in his kingdom.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I am Assistant Chief Prophet Angela Powers, and I'm so excited about this roundtable tonight. I have been in ministry for 27 years, and I've been towing along with that chief prophet over there for 10 years, starting off coming in the training window journey, and now in the seat of an assistant chief prophet alongside her as we build this commission and this institution. I have the joy of being the host of the Force broadcast, where I speak to praying people everywhere, and I deliver the mind of intercession and not just its tools. Also, I'm a part of Price University, and I have the joy of being able to build such a powerful institution that is on the foundation of the revelation and wisdom of this incomparable chief apostle that's sitting to my right. And so I have the joy of being a part of this prophetic company, assistant chiefing in that, and all of the wonderful things that are a part of this commission, and excited about speaking with you tonight.
Good evening, everyone. So excited to be here on tonight. My name is Prophet Samir Alexander. I am a near New Era Apostleship Restitution Prophet. Also, I'm excited to be here on this panel with you, Chief Apostle Dr. Price. I thank God for this opportunity for us to speak as God's holy apostles and holy prophets. I think, you know, if the devils get a voice, why not Jesus Christ's holy apostles and holy prophets? So this evening, we're excited to join with all of you all who are joining us tonight. I'm excited to be a part of this as well. I've been on this journey with our chief apostle, I probably say 24 years now, if it's 25, 24 years. It's been definitely a journey. And I thank God for all that you have imparted into me. And also, I think, you know, there is probably no other person I could say that has been the greatest mentor in my life. I think one of the greatest things I'm excited about tonight is being a part of being able to bring the spirit of truth to a planet that's full of darkness. And then also, I am the host of the Prophet Circle and also the host of Wake Up America. My specialty is politics and government and also marketplace business. And I'm excited to do, you know, all of this, what we do every day, where we are, what we face, and taking the lead and being able to bring the spirit of truth in the world of politics and government and being able to speak God's mind in a world of darkness.
Amen. Hi, my name is Marie Solberg. I am the prophet of science. I've been with this ministry for quite a long time, but I'm actually new to the prophetic company, and it has been very exciting. I don't think any other ministry or any other intellectual entity could have helped me find my way to the fact of being a prophet of science. Because being a prophet of science, you know, that is what is the office of the prophet look like outside of prophecy, look like outside of dreaming dreams. What does that look like outside of the church? And many times we put, you know, prophecy and the prophetics in very much that narrow little corner of just the church, and it never goes outside into the world. So being a prophet of science, you know, God gets his voice and his authority and his power and his access into those different places of science, because the prophetic is a science.
And what part of it are you in?
Yes. So the part of science that I am, so I have about 10 years as a chemist. I have my biomedical degree from Oral Roberts University, and I am also an epidemiologist through the University of Oklahoma. And just to address, because I get this question a lot, what is an epidemiologist? So it actually has nothing to do with skin. like I said, you know, with this pandemic, hopefully, like I said, some of you may have more of a knowledge of what an epidemiologist is. But to explain it very briefly in a nutshell, if you think of a doctor practices medicine patient to patient. Epidemiologists practice medicine on populations. So if you think about it that way, epidemiology is the practice of medicine and the study of medicine and making practices better, the determination of best practices for a population.
Amen. Woo.
Well, greetings. I am Prophet C.T. Johnson. I've been in ministry 30 years, and I am the host of Empowerment Monday, where we empower your thinking and change your life. I am so honored and privileged to be among such powerful prophets that have been scripturally educated by the one and only Chief Apostle Dr. Paula Ann Price. You have to put that middle name in there when you refer to her. Such a powerful woman of God. And I've been following her ministry since 2016 and still amazed of how God allowed our paths to physically and literally cross, and for me to now be trained at the at her feet and to drink from her well of apostolic and prophetic wisdom. I am an apostolic prophet. And one thing that I have learned as it pertains to the assignment and the mandate of an apostolic prophet through the military, I'd served 23 years and 1 month in the United States Air Force. And I did not realize at the time that my serving to my country was God training me to serve his kingdom. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, so many people don't understand the art of war, the necessity of war, and God's prophets are his warriors. And that's important and significant to understand because God, according to his own scriptures, he said that he is a man of war. And Jesus said that he did not come to bring peace, but to bring a sword. And so we need to understand that there is no peace without war. And we are definitely in a war time period. And so God is galvanizing his prophets. He's also galvanizing his apostles to prepare us to be the warriors and the guardians of the kingdom that he has ordained us to be. And so it's time for us to pick up our sword and not just pick up a devotional book and go to war for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, amen. He said, not just pick up a devotional book. Isn't that something? Now, did you tell them what type of prophet you are?
I did not.
Okay. Would you like to share?
I would love to share that. I am also an apostolic prophet as well as teaching literary chief and an accessory. And so those all combine in ways that, you know, really advance the kingdom, particularly as it relates to the blueprints of things that we're needing to really pray in and establish in the earth, as well as constructing the mindset of his people. I know that we're going to get into that particular matter of what the paradigms have been and what they now need to be. And that is definitely something that my mentorship and prophet type is geared towards.
So mine is pastoral. Taking care of the body.
Well, you are dealing with population, so it's kind of...
Population, taking care of the body of Christ.
Yes.
Science, body, anatomy, physiology, body of Christ.
Yes.
I think the Lord knew what he was doing.
You think?
I think he did.
I think that when I pray tonight, I'm going to mention that to him, just to confirm it.
I like it.
All right.
I specialize in crisis intervention, intercessory, and also, I think we probably could.
What is your compass? What is your dominant?
Apostolic prophet.
Okay,
apostolic
I'm gonna need prophet. Y'all. Okay, now we're gonna do something very unexpected, and that is, we also have an apostle that's on this whole body, and she's gonna come and tell you who she is and what type of an apostle she is, because I think it's important.
All right, I'm Apostle Ashley Clater, and I've been with Dr. Price for 24 years as well. And I am a judicial apostle, and which anybody who knows me is like, that's about right. Judicial, which is not exactly the same as legislative, but that kingdom judiciousness of the mantleship. I served in the prophetic company as a prophet for 12 years before I was commissioned as an apostle under Dr. Paula Price. And I've been commissioned for 5 years and am really a Apostle John type of apostle, the way he knew Jesus. And that's probably the book that grips me the most, that revelation of Jesus Christ, which is why we're here as apostles and establishing his kingdom on earth, not in any ethereal way only, or just through some great, amazing choir songs, but actually literally.
Amen. I want to talk to you for a moment. I'll start off with telling you why we're at this table. One of the things that has been on my heart is that people would meet the team. You know, Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. Well, I wanted you to meet the fruit. Know what they do. Know who they are. Did you notice that everybody is 10 years plus? We don't, I don't work too much with novices being out front because I set them up to fail. And I'm also setting them up as Satan's targets, which is why you're so disappointed with so many of these young ones. They were put out too soon and they ended up being targets because novices are good targets. And so the adversary, I mean, it's easy to pick off a kid. And so in the prophetic, we have way too many who are novices, and they are stumbling and fumbling in the way. When we look at the scripture, most of those prophets were, you know, I know they like to say they were young. They weren't young. They were at least 30, but many of them served a very, very long time. Let's talk about Elisha, which is our number one model, but then we can talk about Moses being 80. Okay? He's 80, guys, not 8. Not 18. He's 80. And we can talk about that. So one of the things that I wanted to make sure we understood is that a prophet cannot mature faster than their wisdom, exposure, and experiences allows them. Wisdom is gained hour by hour, day by day, year by year, event or experience or encounter by encounter. Wisdom takes the time it takes, which is why it takes God a long time. Come on, we're talking about Jesus. Jesus is 30, and he's God. He's 30. His father made him wait. He tried to get fresh at 12. His dad said, you go home with these people and be a kid until I call you out. I told you out of Egypt and out of Nazareth, I need you to go home. And so God is particular because a prophet's office is one of wisdom. The Lord tells us that wisdom calls apostles and prophets. So when you start hearing the childishness and you start hearing the juvenility and you start hearing the secularity and all of those other immaturity, that is a prophet who has been put out too soon. Because you have to have not just the wisdom of your age, you have to have the wisdom of the age. And that's very different. And so we put them through that. They're going to talk to you off and on throughout this broadcast about training. So the reason we're at this table is because the world needs us. They need the prophets. People are wondering, why are we in this state? Because we fired the prophets. Because the only thing that can counterbalance and combat the occult is God's prophets. No other office. Other than the apostles, where prophets usually start, no other office can push back on this darkness. We have historically done so, and we will continue to do so. And so we're having the round table for you to hear what God has to say through his seasoned veteran prophets, not the novices and the neophytes who keep dropping the mic. Okay? They better not drop my mic. I'm going to have a fit. Y'all drop my mic, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to make you bottom mic. And so we want to do that. And the reason it's a table because, well, Jesus sat at the table with his apostles all the time. All the time. And he talked about when we get to heaven, you're going to see the prophets at the table. So I thought, why wait for heaven? Why don't we role play now? Let's get good at it now. Okay, we'll do that now. And so we want you to, as you're watching our broadcast, make sure that you, you know, let us hear from you, comment, send your questions. We want to interact with you. We want to answer your questions as we address the issues of today. Now, another thing I'd like to share is that I have been made the chairman of faith for the Oklahoma GOP. And in that capacity, I am also launching Spirit of Faith broadcast for political prophetics. And you're going to hear a lot of us. So some of this will be on that broadcast, and then we'll do other things. But one of the things we're doing is pulling the prophets out of the closet. Gay folk ought not to be the only one coming out. Everybody coming out. Why can't we come out? Don't you agree, G? Everybody's coming out. So this is our coming out. And we're coming out not flaky. We're coming out organized, experienced, educated, equipped, and prudent. That is important. And we our program, if you're interested in knowing more about our program, then you can look us up. You can go to my website, drpaulaprice.com. You can click Price University, or you can click Take an Assessment, or you can click Prophetic Ed. You're going to learn about all of that through these broadcasts. But I didn't want us to just launch into it and you not know the experience and the background of the prophets that are talking to you. They didn't just grow up at 12 years old and give a word and the bishop got excited. I'm never excited about their prophecies unless they make sense. And if they make sense, then I'm excited that they got it right. but we train prophets. And so if you're interested, and you will be before we finish these series, when you're interested, you can go to my website, drpaulaprice.com, and you can find out about how to be trained as a quality prophet. And we're going to talk to you about why it's not just a gifting. And so I want to say that. So I'm checking off my list here. You know, when we talk about the prophetic, and I think I'd like to put on the table right now, let's talk about the origin of the prophetic. And I'd like to hear what you all remember from your classes, but also the origin of the prophetic and why that origin causes it to excel occultism and psychism.
Well, Dr. Price, I would start first at two key points that you've trained us in. And that is one, angels as the first prophetic staffers, mm-hmm. right? Which reminds us and causes us to understand that this began in eternity. Right. You've told us over and over again that Christianity is not a religion and that it was not born of the earth or in the earth, but that it came from eternity. As a result, angels were staffing those positions mm-hmm. prior to the point where God had a human take it on for the purposes of the orb of earth mm-hmm. and his destiny written in it. Secondly, you've pointed us to Abel as one key prophetic prototype mm-hmm. to understand, and caused us to know that Abel doesn't have a prophecy on record, mm-hmm. but that scripture says that he was a prophet. And we understand because of this training that what he was doing was founding civilization, making the prophet and the prophetic the oldest profession in creation.
In creation. You got it. Prophet Tamir, how does that work today? I mean, what would we do with that information today?
I think one of the greatest things that we do with it is what you taught us, I think, especially for near apostles and prophets, is setting up a prophetic institution mm-hmm. and showing the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that prophets don't only prophesy. You know, you've said that so many times over the years. And I think not just saying it, I think one of the greatest things that you have been an example to this generation, and we don't see it a lot in the nation of Jesus Christ. We're prone to seeing the message. So, you know, you get on the stage, you preach a profound message about what needs to happen. We all have seen it, right? Whether we're talking about a pastor, we're talking about a bishop, a non-denominational or denominational, or what the church needs, or what the church is lacking. I think the model that you establish under Near Global Apostles and Prophets is not just bringing this profound doctrine of prophets do more than just prophesy, but you went greater than that and actually decided to do something about it. And what we know as prophetic agency. And so I think what learning the model of Abel, starting civilization, modernizing that, pulling it forward, right, into the era that we're in today, is that prophets actually have an occupation. Mm.
Very good. Ooh. You get to get the hard question, because you know it's something at the top. Mm-hmm. And that is, could you just share with us what you, all the years that you've done this and all of your training, what makes this significant to this generation today? And especially the state of the world.
Well, I definitely think it's significant to this generation today, because we have a generation of spiritual seekers. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes back to what you taught us actually in our first class, God's Encoded Creation. And you said, why do people seek tomorrow's answers today? And that was your reasoning at the time for why we needed prophetic education, because people would always want to know tomorrow's answers. And we have a generation who is living in tomorrow, mm-hmm. everything from AI to innovation, everything's future forward, mm-hmm. you know, so we're rarely living in the present right now. The whole culture is driving us toward, you know, some future place in which the world will not be anything of what we see today. So that's why I think that the prophetic is not only taking foreground, but why it's essential to have this backdrop information, that going forward is actually pulling from backward. Going back to what you taught us in Ecclesiastes 1:9, how you, which is the bedrock for that wonderful book there called Before the Garden, God's Eternal Continuum, and how you introduced the prophecies continuum, that there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that was will be done again. And it will be from old, it'll be from ancient times. And what's ironic is that we're actually, Jesus said it, and we're actually living it. This generation is actually living a mixture or a hybrid of go forward to technology and AI, but let's go backward to the primordial. Is why I think it's important that we have the conversation that of even what Prophet Tamira just shared, what Prophet Angela just said, why we need the eternal, why we need to understand the ancient, and why we need to understand the now.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's pull on your years of being a prophet and dealing with this. And what would you like to add?
Well, I would say that foundation and infrastructure is the key to constructing anything. And what Prophet Tamira and Assistant Chief shared as it pertains to angels being the first employees of the prophetic institution, and then Abel being the first one to embody the prophetic, that's significant to know because that is the foundation of the prophetic institution. And unfortunately, we're a part of and experiencing, we're a part of a generation, and we're experiencing what scripture admonished us not to do, which is to change or alter the foundation.
So you're introducing a continuum. We want to pick that up in about a minute because we only have a little more time. Okay. But finish that and pay attention to this little guy over here.
Okay. So in essence, what I would add is that it's pertinent that we stick with what God has established, the blueprint, the prototype. And when we veer from it, we experience what we are currently in the midst of, perversion. We experience individuals that are moving into divination because they have messed with the foundation, and hence the structure now is leaning. This old building is leaning.
Yeah. And you know, the psalm that talks about if the foundations be removed, where would the righteous appear? Hey, we're running out of time. We had a grand time with you, but we're not done with this subject. So stay with us as we go forward in this. We'll come back and we'll hear from Prophet Marie Solberg because we want her to kind of chime in on this as well. Until next time, visit me at drpaulaprice.com and find out all you need to know or sign up to be trained. Or how about this? Take an assessment. Remember, though, prophets predate everything.